It's Saturday morning and time now for the Coach's Corner on Thunder Country KIIC. The Coach's Corner focuses on the world of sports with special emphasis on local sports with interviews from coaches and players. The Coach's Corner is brought to you each and every Saturday morning from 9 until 10 a.m. live from the lobby of the Community First Credit Union in Albia or wherever our journeys may take us. The Coach's Corner is brought to you by Community First Credit Union and Menards, where you can save big money. And now live, it's the Coach's Corner.
We got the dust all kicked up last night. Albia on the road to Mount Air, and a dust storm appeared in that win that was last night. How about that Blue Demon victory? 3-6-7 your final score, or 3-6-6 your final score over Mount Air as the Blue Demons get win number one on the season in the first week, and a great start to the season. We're going to have a lot to talk about here on the Coach's Corner. Coach Dayton's in the house. I got Coach Folkers, Coach Hill, and I think pancakes were served last night by the offensive lineman. I think they're in here looking for some more pancakes this morning as we got the offensive line in here this morning. Lots to talk about, including a review of all the scores from last night. That was the first night of the 2015 football season. We'll take a quick timeout. We'll come right back. We'll review those scores and talk to the coaches and players. You're listening to the Coach's Corner.
Jason Summers will return with Coach's Corner after a quick message from our sponsors.
Looking to purchase your first vehicle? Well, you're in luck. At Community First Credit Union, we offer a first-time auto buyer program for young adults with little or no credit. Low rates, low monthly payments, and a great way to establish credit. It's time to get excited about that new car or truck you've always dreamt of. Stop by your local CFirst today or apply online at c1styourvoice.com. Terms and qualifications apply. Rates subject to change at any time. Equal opportunity lender. Federally insured by the NCUA.
A warm, home-like atmosphere awaits those at Oakwood Nursing and Rehab Center. Our progressive, professional staff offer 24-hour skilled nursing rehabilitation and outpatient services. We have a comprehensive care plan in place for each patient's individual needs to offer only the highest quality treatment programs. Our interdisciplinary team meets with each resident to determine an all-inclusive care plan. My name is Rachel Gooden, and I'm the new administrator at Oakwood Nursing and Rehab Center, just south of the square in Albia. Call 641-932-7105.
Hi, this is Jason Summers with Summers Insurance in Albia and our new location in Sheraton on West Court across from Hy-Vee. At Summers Insurance, let our experienced staff of qualified agents help you sort through the confusion of insurance and get the coverage you need. At Summers Insurance, we have a large selection of companies to choose from so we can shop and you can save. At Summers Insurance, give us a call today, toll-free, 800-932-7163. Summers Insurance, we shop, you save.
The Tharp Funeral Home in Albia has a tradition of serving families in Albia and the surrounding areas. Being locally owned and operated, I'm proud to say that my staff and I were born and raised in this community and are honored to be able to serve the people in our community at their time of need. Let us help you make an informed decision at any time. I'm Richard Tharp. Call Tharp Funeral Home at 932-3129.
The structure of the human body, especially the spine and its relationship to function, can be impacted by the physical nature of accidents, falls, poor posture, and injuries. Chiropractic addresses the relationship of function to a well-adjusted spine. Athletes recognize the value of a well-tuned body in all competitive sports. Dr. Mike Judge of Judge Chiropractic hopes you'll stop in if you need an adjustment to keep you in tip-top shape and wants to wish good luck to all the athletes and coaches of the Albia teams.
We're live with the Coach's Corner from Community First Credit Union.
Welcome back to the Coach's Corner. Week number one in the book for the 2015 football season. Let's take a look at the scores from around the area. Last night, it was the Chargers getting a big win, 34-0, your final score as the Chargers defeat the Big Red from Centerville in week number one. It was peaking, getting by Eddyville, Blakesburg, Fremont, 36-22. Wayne, all over Grandview Christian, 74-26, and it was Lone Tree over North Mahaska, 30-0. And other games around the area, Ottumwa, first-year coach, gets the win, 20-10 over Mount Pleasant. It was BGM getting by Sigourney Kyoto, 20-6 in that final. Fairfield, Albia's next opponent, a really good Fairfield team, a very improved Fairfield team, gets a win over Davis County last night, 40-8. That's Albia's next opponent. Pella, 42-24 winner over Washington. It was Knoxville in a last-second field goal that gets the win over Newton last night, 26-23. Sadell gets by Clark, 14-0. Winner set over Oskaloosa, 20-9. It was CMB getting by West Marshall, 48-14. North Polk and Bondurant Farrar. There was a barn burner there last night, 31-29. Bondurant Farrar comes back and gets the win over North Polk. Pella Christian, also on Albia's schedule, maybe one of the finest teams in the entire state. Pella Christian with one of the best athletes, Coach Kakmaritsky's son at quarterback. They get a big win last night over PCM, also another fine football program, 48-11, the final score there. It was Linville Solly, 53-6, the winner over Van Buren. Pleasantville in a tight game against Colfax Mingo, 16-7, the final there. Pleasantville with the win. Southeast Warren, a touchdown victory over Cardinal of Eldon, 14-7, the final score. Montezuma and Grundy Center in a baseball contest. 8-7, Montezuma gets the one-point win over Grundy Center. Moravia and Tri-County in a game that was played really, really late due to lightning delays. And Moravia, a big winner there, 50-0. Twin Cedars is postponed. They will play, I believe, today at 2 o'clock. That finish that game. They'll start in the first quarter. 20-0. Twin Cedars and Sabres out to a big lead there in a postponed game that will resume today at 2 o'clock. Colonesco, all over Melcher Dallas, 65-0. Your final score there. And in the big school competition, Ankeny and Indianola going at it. Ankeny gets the win, 42-28. That's a look at your scores from around the area. And, of course, you can get all your scoring updates on the Football Friday Night by using the KIC Thunderbolt app. And if you go there, you're going to get a discount from the White Buffalo. So make sure you check out the scores on the Thunderbolt app. We're going to take a quick time out, come right back. We've got Coach Staten in the house, and we're going to talk about the big win that was Albia's first week victory over Mount Air when we come back to the Coach's Corner.
We'll be right back with the Coach's Corner. Keep your dial at 96.7 FM.
Tired of your old range-burning family meals? Whirlpool's industry-leading 6.2 cubic foot capacity ovens feature enough room to handle even your largest home-cooked meals. The AccuBake temperature management by Whirlpool delivers uniform baking results every time. Time Saver convection cooking system evenly distributes hot air to seal in flavor and juices. Power on AccuSimmer burners offer plenty of power for rapid boiling while delivering precise temperature control perfect for simmering. When finished cooking, cleanup is trouble-free with Whirlpool's Aqualift self-clean technology. Delivering easy and odor-free oven cleaning in less than just an hour, Aqualift uses water and low heat to release baked-on foods. So stop in today at Mick Furniture and Appliance on the west side of the square in Albia to see the full line of Whirlpool brand appliances. They're family-owned and operated since 1960. And don't forget their other great brands like Lazy Boy, Tempur-Pedic, England, and Southern Motion.
So you found just the right home. At Community First Credit Union, we'll help make it possible. We're now offering up to 100% financing. From your first home to your dream home, there's never been a better time to make CFirst your first choice for a mortgage. Applying is easy. Go online, stop in, or call your local branch today. Putting the community first at Community First Credit Union. Terms and qualifications apply. For additional information, call 1-866-360-5370. Equal opportunity lender, federally insured by the NCUA.
The structure of the human body, especially the spine and its relationship to function, can be impacted by the physical nature of accidents, falls, poor posture, and injuries. Chiropractic addresses the relationship of function to a well-adjusted spine. Athletes recognize the value of a well-tuned body in all competitive sports. Dr. Mike Judge of Judge Chiropractic hopes you'll stop in if you need an adjustment to keep you in tip-top shape and wants to wish good luck to all the athletes and coaches of the Albia teams.
Dewey Motor Company in Albia is in need of your trade-ins.
That's right. Dewey Motor Company is paying top dollar for your trade-ins. Now's the perfect time to trade in your vehicle and get into a new one.
Plus, all new vehicles are tagged with the lowest price possible.
If you're thinking about a new vehicle and want to snag the best deal around, save some cold, hard cash and get the best trade-in for yours, get to Dewey Motor Company in Albia, your local Chevy and Buick dealer one block south of the Albia Square. Visit DUEAMotor.com.
Get ready to drop your anchor at Captain's Landing on J5T, the road to the dam, for good food fast. This week's special is a one-topping pizza for $8. Everybody loves pizza and no dishes, Mom. This is a great back-to-school supper idea. Their hours are 11 a.m. to 9 p.m. Sunday through Thursday, and on Friday and Saturday, they're open till 10 p.m. That's Captain's Landing on J5T, the road to the dam. Call 641-724-3PIE for your takeout orders. That's Captain's Landing on J5T, the road to the dam. This week's special, one-topping pizza for $8.
We're live with the Coach's Corner from Community First Credit Union.
Big night of football last night as the Blue Demons get the win, 36-6, the final score over a very good Mount Air football team. And I know when the score is looked at, it will be lost at how good of a football team Mount Air is. Talking to their the people in the press box last night, obviously they're a successful program, a winning program, and they have a winning football team this year. And you know, they were a little disappointed in the loss last night, but I assured them, you know, you look at the effort they gave last night and the bodies they have and the athletes they have, they are going to have a very fine football season. But it was Albia's great effort last night, and the results of two platoon football really paying, getting the dividends from two platoon football in that second half as Albia wore out Mount Air, the final 36-6. We got Coach Dayton sitting next to us. Coach, you know, when you think about first week performances, I'd have to rate this up there as one of the finest, because you had a two hour drive, and that is something that you got to get used to, and it's not easy for kids and coaches staff to be organized. Week number one, all the organization that goes around it in preparation and the distractions that that come in that first week, and your team goes out and plays really high execution football. And I know you'd like to have some of those fumbles back, but the penalties were few. The discipline getting on and off the field, the personnel changes, kudos to you and your staff and the players, because you looked like a sharpened football team in week number one.
Well, thank you for that. Really, the credit goes to the assistant coaches, because I just ask them to take care of their area, and they do that very well. And we do get prepared. You'd like to have more time than we have to get ready. There are some things that we need to fix, but you have to have that first game to find out exactly what it is you need to fix. And we're going to have a busy week this week, build up the things that we need to do, get enough guys lined up on the punt team, secure the football, take care of business. But when we come off the field, since we are pretty much two platooning, the coaches get a chance to go visit with the players and say, okay, here's what they're doing, here's what we're going to do. Our quarterback's going both ways, so I have to send messages out with players or send up smoke signals to get him to know what adjustment he needs to make, and that's a kind of a handicap. But we overcome that by having players that will deliver the message right. Many hear, some listen, and sometimes what you send in doesn't get in the way it's supposed to get in. So we have to practice on how to deliver messages, how to communicate. That's a good lifetime skill as well as a football skill.
Talking with Cousin Eddie on the road trip back, our sideline reporter, played for UNO, played offensive line, and one of the things he says every week he comes away impressed with the way the coaching staff and you as a head coach operate on the sidelines, and having played at a high level, at a scholarship college level. He was impressed with the guys, your linemen, the intelligence of your linemen, the football intelligence of your linemen. He said when they come off the sidelines and sit down at the board, they would actually be able to move the magnets to where it needed to go and be helping the coaches determine where the lineups were, where the team was lining up, and to make the adjustments. And just comes away really impressed with the fact that a high school kids and a high school football team and a Class 2A school were able to get those things accomplished.
Well, unless you get all swept up in the emotion of the thing, you should be able to come to the sidelines and tell where your guy is lining up. I mean, you're out there closer than anybody to who's got their hand on the line, and you ought to know where the heck the guy is playing. And when we figure that out, we have a system where we can execute different types of blocks and blocking schemes to make that happen. Now, it is not an easy offense that we have, but it's very effective. And in fact, it's the one that's been in the state championship game the most times with various schools that run what we do. So we are very pleased that they can communicate. The younger kids are learning how to do that, but the seniors step right up and they say, okay, coach, here's where he's playing and here's what he's doing. And I'm glad you wanted to talk about emotion, because that is something that we really don't want to play with a lot of emotion, because that's too excitable. And when you're playing with emotion, you kind of go up and down. And we want to play with enthusiasm. And as the second half joined in, we were playing with more enthusiasm. In fact, our bench woke up. We wanted to have the best bench in the state. And you know, things were going on in the game, and they were all sitting there just having a good old time watching from a good seat. And they need to be cheering for the guys on the field. And we kind of got that worked out. And when we started the second half, we started playing with more enthusiasm. And we have to do that. You cannot play this game without having some passion. And I was glad to see us respond. We challenged the guys to play with more enthusiasm, and they did. You can't get all nutty and crazy on offense. You had to be somewhat attentive, but you can still play with enthusiasm. So that's a goal that is going to be something we continue all season long.
Well, Coach, from a coaching perspective, how do you you can figure out ways to have teach a kid how to throw the football, teach a kid how to line up in a stance, and teach a kid how to maybe kick or tackle. But how do you teach a kid or young man to play with enthusiasm? You know, that's an area that you know, I don't think most coaches really grasp onto, and how do you go about doing that?
Well, we have had enthusiasm practice. When a good play happens in practice, we then go celebrate. We make them go celebrate. And sometimes you have to fake it till you make it. And you have to, first of all, be aware of it. And these young men, when I tell them something, they listen and they follow what I want them to do. That's why we're able to be successful. They listen to the coaches and they do what they're asked to do, and they can communicate back. So we'll probably have a little enthusiasm practice this week where something good happens in practice, and we'll celebrate and then get back on the line of scrimmage and go after the next play. If you have a play that gains 15 yards, and then next play you have a play that gains zero, and you act just the same, something's wrong. I mean, you celebrate the successes. The other team is going to make good plays. All our opponents have good players, and they'll make good plays. And when that happens, you snap up your chin strap, you get back in the huddle, and go after the next play. And then when it's a good play, you have to show some enthusiasm. And so we haven't had enthusiasm practice around here for a while, but we're going to have a little bit of it next week, I think.
Coach, a lot of things to be enthused about last night. We'll talk about the offense here in a second, but I want to go to that defense. You look at the stats from last night, and you've got to remember that this Mount Air football team that you guys played last night was one of the top offenses in the entire state of Iowa in terms of high school football, and you held them to 6 points. That 6 points coming in the fourth quarter in the last seconds after a turnover inside the 5 yard line that took four plays to get the job done, with great effort out of Mount Air. 112 yards of total offense, all of that coming on the ground by Mount Air. That's a pretty stingy defensive performance.
Well, yes, it is, and I'm glad you brought that up, Jason, because the offense turned the ball over in a really bad place. You only gave them like a few yards to defend, and what a great effort they did defending. Our goal is to have over 300 yards of offense rushing, and we missed that by some yards. But when you give that defense some room to defend, not have their backs against the wall, good things happen. We had 5 out of 10 third down conversions, and Mount Air had 1 out of 13 third down conversions. So that says the defense is playing on a very high level. And our goal is to pursue excellence. We're not trying to be the best. We're trying to pursue excellence. And you cannot be perfect in football. Things are going to happen. Mistakes are going to be made. But if you can pursue excellence, you can get up near perfection, and that's a very difficult team to beat. And our defense, they're going to get challenged week in, week out. Next week they got a team that's averaging 40 points a game, and I don't know how many yards they had yet, but our defense has got to come in there. And this was the night that our defense held us in the game until we could get our offense on track and make the adjustments and get playing with some enthusiasm and get points on the board. But you have to give the defense some real credit for the way they played in the entire game, particularly in the first half.
I thought the Cade Crawl did an excellent job back there. A lot of the newcomers really performed well, Coach, and they in their first game, some of these guys in their first varsity start, they looked seasoned back there. And then as the game went on, you had the opportunity to show off some of that depth and bring some of the reserve players in. Coach, again, was very impressed that they knew their assignments and performed at high levels.
Well, we're not about ratings and those kinds of things. Ratings are temporary and championships are forever. And we are going to make sure we play as many kids as we can, because there will be a next year, and those will be the kids that will be out there starting. I know a team that had a very good team. They played their number ones the whole way and got up very near the dome, but the next year they didn't win a game because they didn't play the reserve guys. And boy, I tell you, talk about great performances on defense. Blake Lawless had 17 tackles. Now, that's a good example for those underclassmen to see. And when you've got people like that playing beside you, you don't get the deer in the headlights look. And Bryce Leshen came in for last year's state leading rusher and gave him a break on offense. And he had 6.1 yards per carry. He had on 12 carries, he almost had 100 yards. So he's an outstanding player, but he's a wrestler, not a basketball player, and he shouldn't be bouncing the ball on the ground. He's got to keep the ball in control and get a hold of that football like he does a single leg for a takedown.
We're talking with the head coach of the Albion Blue Demons, victorious last night, 36-6, Hall of Fame coach Jerry Staten. Coach, moving to that offensive side, the first place people will look and oftentimes is you've got a new starting quarterback, and where I was looking was the guy that was directly in front of him. You've got a senior at center, Case Zinski, getting his first varsity start. He's got plenty of reps in the past, but that's a very important position to play. They handle the football every single play, and I thought Case did an outstanding job for you last night.
Well, it's his job. He starts every play. We don't have a play until he gives the ball to the quarterback, and it's his job to get the ball to the quarterback. And then in practice, we had a few problems, but I asked him to work with him on, and all the centers needed to work with all the quarterbacks, and he did do that. And we didn't have any ball exchange situation where the ball went on the ground. So that's a very positive thing. And that, once again, a case of where the players, and in this case it was Case, who did what we asked him to do, and that is to fix a mistake. And I'm glad that happened. An area of concern that you haven't brought up yet, and that is hydration. We did not do a good job of hydrating our bodies. We had too many guys running around limping and holding their legs, and I'm back to pickle juice for the next ball game. Mom's going to get me some pickle juice. But they should be starting right now. Today they should be out and go do some jogging to get the lactic acid out of their system. Those guys that played a lot have a lot of that in their system right now. They got to flush it out. And water is another good way to flush the body out. And to, you better be hydrated at this time of the year. So that's going to be something that they have to take care of. I can't take them to my house and give them water. They got to go to their own house and get water.
Well, Coach, I think the guys behind you did not like the idea of pickle juice or the running, but I think they would take the running over the pickle juice. Let's talk about the, you know, your offense. I always refer to it as a dance. When it is, the steps are correct and everyone's on the same step, and the offense really looks beautiful. When there's steps missing here and there, one guy's off on his steps, it looks a little ragged. Week number one, to have the offense look as pretty as it did, and I'm talking about the offensive line here, Coach, I was really impressed with the way they were moving and getting to their spots. That's a really good sign of week number one in terms of the way the offense looked.
Well, the Gamers won or lost on the line of scrimmage on both sides of the ball. And if you want to be on Dancing with the Stars, then you've got to dance a pretty mean rug. And we have to decide, do we want to be ballet dancers or do we want to rock and roll? And I prefer rock and roll with our linemen. And they all have an assignment to do. And if one guy doesn't do his assignment, it leaves a gap where somebody from the other team can get in there and mess up things. So good analogy there, Jason. I like that. We got to decide what kind of dances we're going to be. And speaking of the dance, that means homecoming's coming up, and that's my favorite time. I cannot wait for that.
But, I thought media day was, Coach.
So these guys are smart. We've got some good experience there, and the young ones are learning. And you have to give credit to Coach Dykstra. He does a nice job, and he communicates well, and they communicate back. And there are some times that I don't even have to go to the board because the problem is with our blocking assignments that he just takes care of it and they go out and execute it. But it helps a lot when they come to the board and say, okay, here's where they are and here's what they're doing. And we say, okay, here's what we're going to do to that. So it's a little bit of a chess match, and it's good when you have experienced guys that are heady enough to know what's going on the field.
Well, a guy that looked like a ballerina dancer out there was big number 88, Gannon Osing, and he had a beautiful play out there. Soft hands, caught that football, and then he turned into the rock and roll dancer after that. Would you say he only took three guys to bring him down?
Yeah, he only let three guys bring him down. I thought he should have four or five to bring him down. But Gannon is a great leader for us, and boy, he is a hard worker, and he leads off the field and on the field, and I'm really proud of the way he has stepped up his leadership. But you don't overlook his blocking. He's also a very good blocker. And when we go into scramble mode, those receivers have to learn to come back and get open and find an open area. When they do that, we'll be able to get him the ball. But the one guy that we can count on to find an open area is Gannon Osing. And you hit on a good point there. He is rugged, rough, and ready. And that certainly is a big help to us on our off-tackle plays.
Coach, I think this offense, the ones ran so well as it was last night, and you're trying to key on Carter Isley. I think you guys really showed where the throwing the football, when you have a quarterback as capable as Bear, those safeties bit up, and Kyle Sennett had a beautiful pattern, ran it right, and Blake had all the time in the world to wait for those safeties to cheat up and Kyle to get behind him, and it was just pitch and catch.
Well, everybody focused on the pitch and catch, but what gave the quarterback time to find that receiver and deliver the ball were the guys up front, the ground pounders that were protecting his front side and backside. And without that, a quarterback that's ducking and running like a rabbit is not going to be very effective. When he's got time to set up and find the receivers, he can be pretty effective, and Blake Bear can be very effective. And you give credit to the thrower and the catcher, but boy, you got to remember who got him there.
Talking with head coach, Jerry Staton, head coach of the Albion Blue Demons, 36-6, the final score here. Coach, we're going to go to a break here in a second, but before we do, and come back and talk to you, some of your assistant coaches, and some of these guys responsible for the pancakes last night. The Oval Line is here this morning. Talk a little bit about Fairfield.
Well, I'm glad you mentioned sportsmanship because, once again, our school, our fans, and our players are rated in the top 10% on sportsmanship, and that is something I'm very, very proud of. The top 10% in the state, and that's the way it should be. You know, how good is it to not be any good at playing football, but you win the fight after the game? And congratulations, Albia, up and down the line for that. Now, Fairfield, they've got a traditional program there as well. There's a reason why we play in Mount Air. They wanted to play us. They wanted to play the best they can play, and they ran the tables last year. After we beat them, they didn't lose again until the state championship game and was the leading scoring team in the state. Fairfield is like that. They have a tradition. They've been in the state championship game before. They've been up there. And over the years, my college coach coached high school football there. So I know the tradition. I went to school in that town. I know Fairfield has a rich tradition, and they haven't liked it that we've been up on them the last 3 years in a row. But they'll come ready to play. They're big, they're fast, and they can score a lot of points. So we got a challenge ahead of us to get our things repaired and fixed up and present the best us so we can be in that ball game, because it's going to be us against us, but the guys across from us are a pretty good, salty team too.
Well, I'm glad you mentioned it, Coach, and we're going to go to the break now. You know what? You can't get one over on a Hall of Fame coach. Coach Jerry Staton, head coach of the Albia Blue Demons, 36-6, the final score. Albia victorious. When we come back, Coach Folkerts, Coach Hill are in the house, and we're going to talk about that stingy defense that was last night, and how about that special teams play? Once again, special on a football Friday night. And then the O-line is here. So stay right here. Don't go anywhere. You're listening to the Coach's Corner, brought to you by Community First Credit Union.
We'll be right back with the Coach's Corner. Keep your dial at 96.7 FM.
This is David Lang with MDL Insurance Services. MDL offers insurance through several carriers, but our customers with Pekin seem to be our most loyal. Pekin Insurance not only offers auto, home, and commercial, but has a great life insurance portfolio, which includes term, permanent, or even a money-back term life insurance policy. Give us a call at 641-872-1616, email us at mdlins.com, or simply like us on Facebook.
The Shops of Victorian Albia encourages you to shop local and rediscover the area stores with the unique items they have to offer. By shopping local, you are supporting your neighbors and community. Your dollars spent here help keep our community thriving and growing. Support the community that is here for you. Shop local. This announcement is brought to you by A Touch of Class, Albia Brewing Company, Blackbird Primitives, Cindy's Beauty Hut, Fiber Art Shop, Inspire You, Lacquered Up, Aflac Julie Castor, Principal Financial Stacy Guitar Advisor, Riley's Relaxation, The Night Gallery, and Whiteout Gallery.
AgriFinancial Services is proud to offer a new financial option with the lowest operating rate in the country. With an ag equity line of credit below 3% interest and a 10-year no annual renewal draw period. We also offer leasing on drain tile, grain bins, farm buildings, and new and used equipment. Traditional mortgage loans and FSA loans available too. See Chris Popson today at the AgriFinancial Services building at 1520 South Clinton in Albia, or call him at 641-680-3223. At AgriFinancial Services, we grow in good company.
Looking to purchase your first vehicle? Well, you're in luck. At Community First Credit Union, we offer a first-time auto buyer program for young adults with little or no credit. Low rates, low monthly payments, and a great way to establish credit. It's time to get excited about that new car or truck you've always dreamt of. Stop by your local CFirst today or apply online at c1styourvoice.com. Terms and qualifications apply. Rates subject to change at any time. Equal opportunity lender. Federally insured by the NCUA.
We're live with the Coach's Corner from Community First Credit Union.
.205 yards of rushing last night for the Blue Demons. .283 total yards and a 36-6 win over a very, very talented Mount Air football team, a very physical, big Mount Air football team with lots of talent, and Albia does get the win. 205 yards of rushing, and yet this morning the pancake makers are a little disappointed. Ryan Romanko, Rodeo Romanko's here in the house, and he is the pretty face of this beautiful offensive line. And how did you like the dancing comparison there earlier, Ryan?
Well, I think that was pretty, I don't know what I want
to
say.
Accurate, to be
honest.
Yeah,
accurate is what I was thinking.
Hey, you know, 205 yards of rushing, and I know you guys have goals each week to get to the 300 yards of total offense, but 205 yards on the ground, you guys have done something right up front.
Yeah, we came back to the strategy board, we could get figured out where their weaknesses were, and we would just go from there, and we'd just run the plays as best we could.
You know what, yeah, and taking all the joking aside, when the offensive line knows each other and when you can go to the board and know what each other's doing and be able to help communicate to the coaches, you guys, when you have that cohesiveness, you really can be it is a step. You know, when you have guys pulling and people needing to double team and know where to go, you all have to be on the same page. And that comes from a bond that you have to create to far before the opening kickoff.
Oh, yeah. We're all pretty good buddies on and off the field. And then Coach Jackson's been during practice, we'll do team takeoff, and we'll do that for about 10 minutes, and it just helps us just really click on getting off the ball fast.
Well, it's probably pretty comforting to know you got a guy that is as big as any lineman behind you that will be coming through those holes you guys are creating.
Oh, yeah. Carter's real fun to block for, just because once he gets by you, you can just see him take off, and he's really hard to bring down. So he's just fun to watch.
Of course, your cousin Brett Freshwater, Coach Fulkers. That's what those defensive guys do. They just try to irritate you. But you know, focus and concentration. That's what an O lineman does, right? They can do all their torment as Coach Fulkers lowers his chair on him, but. You got a fullback that's like a battering ram of a lineman as well.
Yes, he's doing really good this year. For being his first year, he's going after people and just hitting them hard. He's going to do really good this year too.
Well, you got handsome Nick Yarkowski sitting next to you, and Big Nick, buddy. You know. You, in senior year, you know, you've been a guy that's a 3-year starter on this line. You've received the accolades and for your efforts on the football field, but your leadership and the seniors' leadership is so important. You have to build those bonds, and it comes only when guys can buy into the guys they're next to. And the guy next to you is a sophomore in Trent Garver, but getting them to buy in requires that you guys are the kind of leaders that they want to buy into.
Coach Staten sends all the seniors. We go to a leadership class, and that really helps us get off and going. And then a lot of this year, we've took pride in being the leaders of the team. So,
well, I've always said that, and particularly in our youth football program, is that teaching 5th and 6th graders to go out and block for somebody else who the rest of the world's going to give all the credit to requires someone to be very unselfish. And in my world, it requires them to love their teammates. And being an offensive lineman, you're called out there to go do the job that maybe you won't get the credit for, and that's because you love your teammates.
Yeah, as a whole offensive line unit, we don't really care that we don't get anything. You know, we just love giving it our all every play and watching our brothers. So,
well, this Mount Air football team, you know, you guys are big up front, but this was a very big Mount Air football team you faced, and what a great way to sharpen your sword to go against a really big physical front.
Yeah, they were a really big, good defensive line, and then the first half there, you could tell they gave us quite a few struggles, and we made some adjustments at halftime, and we also got them wear down because they had a lot of guys playing both ways, so our 2 platoon really helped us, and we stayed low, and towards the end of the game, or second half, it started paying off for us. So
you can start to see the other guys start to wear down a little bit. Something you start to see that, yep, about halftime, that 2 platoon start to really kick in.
Yep, they start not coming off the ball as hard. They're standing up a little more, and so we can get a little more leverage on them. And
talk a little bit about this season and the goals as a group. What are those goals that you guys have as a group, as an offensive line group, that you guys are really wanting to accomplish?
The biggest one is every single day, practice or game, you know, just give it your all every play and, you know, just help contribute to the team as much as we can. So,
Coach talked about enthusiasm. You know, one of those things, you know, that, you know, coaches, they can give you the playbook. They can give you the, you know, they can give you the instruction. But you as players have to kind of grab on to the things they're trying to teach you. From an enthusiastic standpoint, what are those things that you guys maybe as seniors going to help try to encourage your teammates?
You know, one big thing is when I wasn't in the game, when the defense was out there, I tried to help get some cheers going. And, you know, and that gives the defense a lot of motivation to hear that they have all their brothers right there cheering on them, cheering for them. And,
Well, Nick, we really appreciate it. It's such a fun thing to watch you guys out there. I know the effort you give, and I know how much you guys care about each other, and it makes it a lot of fun. And, of course, it helps me get pretty excited when I'm calling touchdowns. So thanks for the work you do out there. And you got a guy next to you, Trent Garver, and he's no small dude. And Trent, you were given a huge responsibility in that you were placed with number 63 on your jersey. And that comes with a lot of responsibility because the people who wore 63 before have been some pretty big dudes. Maybe not on the outside, but you had some big shoes to fill there.
Yeah, there's a lot of great linemen that came through here, and I just want to be one of them.
Well, yeah, great tonight for you. First night starting varsity. Go through that process.
Well, I was kind of nervous at first, and once things got going, I got more like into it, and it was a lot easier to do my assignment.
When you get to that board and you sit down with the coach and you're going over things, as the game got went on, was it a little easier to start to break down what was going across from you?
Oh yeah, especially because then I knew what was going on and I felt a lot better and just saw everything around me, and it was a lot better to go on from there.
As a young player, I think it'd be real comforting to know you got great leadership next to you that care about you and will help you get to where you need to be.
Yeah, like if I need something, they'll tell me how I do it. Like if I need to know what my assignment is on a play, I can go to them and ask, and they'll tell me because they're great veteran leadership.
63, that's the number that Coach, I want to make sure everyone knows what I'm getting to, is Coach Staten wore number 63, and that's what I'm referring to. The time that you paid in the offseason, Trent, that's very apparent. You know, you really paid the price in the offseason and hit the weight room.
Yeah, 5:30 every morning getting up, and it wasn't easy doing that, but I did it.
Well, you guys got a great group. You've got really bonded well together, and it looks like you're having a lot of fun out there on the football field.
Yeah, I had really fun last night with my brothers winning that like that, and it was really fun.
One question, though. And I can ask it of the young guy because, you know, they'll typically be honest with me. The seniors, they've learned how to you know, evade my answers. But a young guy like you will be honest with me. Who is the best answer of this offensive line?
I don't know. A lot of good dancers out there.
It's probably a Twinkle Toes Romanco over there.
Yeah, I think so.
Twinkle Toes Romanco, you know. Well, Trent, congratulations. A great first start for you and 205 yards of rushing offense. And when you get those bulldozers in front of you, folks, even a guy like Coach Folkers can run the football. So congratulations to our offensive line. A big night for them. And we're going to take a quick timeout. We're going to come back and talk with Coach Folkers when we return. Return to the Coach's Corner. Don't go anywhere.
No one likes to think about death or plan for it, but making this important decision now allows time for consideration of all details with a clear mind. When the loss of a loved one comes unexpectedly, it puts a tremendous amount of stress and financial burden on the survivors. Begin planning your final arrangements with Tharp Funeral Home. See Richard Tharp and his compassionate staff at Tharp Funeral Home to guide you through the funeral planning process. Located at 116 Benton Avenue West in Albia.
Oakwood Nursing and Rehab Center, located on the southern edge of Albia, provides the community with a professional approach to 24-hour nursing services, with individualized care plans and activity calendar. We offer an activities calendar complete with religious services, arts and crafts, and monthly trips to surrounding counties. It is our goal at Oakwood Nursing and Rehab Center to match your loved one's interests and needs to provide a complete continuum of quality care. Call us today at 641-932-7105.
Hi, this is Jason Summers with Summers Insurance in Albion and our new location in Sheraton on West Court across from Hy-Vee. At Summers Insurance, let our experienced staff of qualified agents help you sort through the confusion of insurance and get the coverage you need. At Summers Insurance, we have a large selection of companies to choose from so we can shop and you can save. At Summers Insurance, give us a call today, toll free, 800-932-7163. Summers Insurance. We shop, you save.
The structure of the human body, especially the spine and its relationship to function, can be impacted by the physical nature of accidents, falls, poor posture, and injuries. Chiropractic addresses the relationship of function to a well-adjusted spine. Athletes recognize the value of a well-tuned body in all competitive sports. Dr. Mike Judge of Judge Chiropractic hopes you'll stop in if you need an adjustment to keep you in tip-top shape and wants to wish good luck to all the athletes and coaches of the Albia teams.
We're live with the Coach's Corner from Community First Credit Union.
On their first drive of the night. Here's a pitch trying to get to that right side. Hit the backfield. And
nice job.
Albia's defense rises to the occasion, and Blake the Bulldog Lawless comes through, and Albia gets the turnover downs.
You know, that's what you would hope you'd have it sooner or later, that a defensive stand there. You return nine starters here on the defensive side, you know, so they're very capable. They all know what they're doing.
We're live with the Coach's Corner from Community First Credit Union.
Ah, that big fourth down play right out of the get-go. Mount Air took the football down the field and got inside the 30-yard line and was knocking on the door. And the big fourth down stop by that tough-nosed Shark Blue Demon defense. And we've got the defensive line coach, Coach Folkerts, and defensive back coach, Coach Hill, across the way. And Coach Folkerts, I'll tell you what, the defense really had to step up there and make a big play, a fourth down play. Very talented Mount Air football team. I know coming into the game, you guys knew a year ago how good this football team from Mount Air was going to be. And the top scoring team, after being really shut down the first game of the year last year by your defense, and then to come back and be the top scoring team in all of high school football, you knew this was going to be a very potent offense with some big guys up front, and your defense did a good job of adjusting and improvising and shutting down. That was a big fourth down play to begin the football game.
Yeah, we had struggled there about the first half dozen plays that we were out on the field, and we just kept making adjustments, and we got some, I don't want to say young, but just not as experienced guys that were starting last night. And you know, the first couple of plays, they got hit in the mouth a couple times, and it took them a little bit to realize that they got a hit back. And once we started making those adjustments and they got a little more physical, then it made it a lot easier for them to understand what their role was or is. And I thought they did a good job of responding. You know, like I say, we got off to a little bit of a slow start, but we got a great group of kids that I rotate into that defensive line. I got seven guys there, and any one of them are capable of making plays. It's just getting them to understand and see what's going on the other side of the ball. And I thought they did a great job last night, and I was very impressed with how quick they picked it up.
Well, assignment alignment football is difficult with young minds, and right away, you know, we'll talk about the physicality of Mount Air, but what stood out from up above, and I'm sure it was even more difficult at football level, was the deception in which that offense can run. Taylor is an outstanding quarterback, a senior quarterback that's ran that offense, and he did a great job with those black jerseys to hide the football, and it really took assignment football to make those tackles, because you get out going one direction with those counter plays and those options, and, man, you're out of place in a hurry.
Yeah, we made some adjustments defensively and started putting in a couple of different calls. And the first time we tried it, they went just the opposite of what they were doing all night long. And
that's good coaching.
Yeah, that was a stroke of luck. But they've got an outstanding coach on their side of the ball, not quite as good as ours, but he's been there a while, and them kids are very, very good at what they do. And like I say, I just think we got a great group of kids, or even better kids on our side of the ball. And when you can get them kids to talk when they get to the sidelines and communicate what's going on and who's going where, and you can help them make the adjustments and get right back after them. But we got a good group of linebackers behind the defensive line. We got great D-backs and it makes it easy when you don't have a receiver open right away and you can get a defensive lineman in to interrupt the rhythm of the quarterback. And then our goal is to put hands on that quarterback every time that he has the ball. And when he's scared of getting hit after he releases the ball or right as he's releasing it, then he has a tendency to want to release a little bit quicker, and which makes it easier for our D-backs to get up underneath the pass. With our coaching staff, Coach O does a great job of scouting and putting a game plan together. Hats off to him. He's done a great job.
Well, the defensive line controlled the line of scrimmage on a very big football team, so that takes leverage. It takes quickness and execution and discipline that has to be embodied by great conditioning. And, you guys, we talk about two-platoon football, but we got a really good conditioned football team as well.
Yeah, you can't ever duplicate the game, the game rhythm. But we do our best to try to keep them in shape. And it's just the kids do a good job of getting themselves in shape. And, the kids that go out and that have paid the price, like you were talking to the offensive line, all winter long, since last November, all summer long, they're in pretty decent shape, and they're ready to go. We had a few issues with cramps last night, but I think we resolved that by talking to the kids, and I don't think you'll see that happen again. It just comes down to the kids wanting to play ball, and they really enjoy what they're doing.
Transformation, Trevor Blackford, buddy, a lot of guys contributed last night, but Trevor Blackford, physically, the transformation, he has really paid the price and really coming on as a really talented. You knew he was going to be aggressive. He's going to give great effort every time, but he's really starting to know the assignment and changing the body and really going to become a force on the inside.
Yeah, Trevor was, when he came into the program as a freshman, Trevor would do anything that you asked, whether he was physically capable of it or not. And that's what impressed me the most about Trevor. He was not willing to give it a shot. And over the last year, year and a half, you've seen a big transformation in Trevor, and which helps go along with his great attitude and his desire to be competitive, whether it's football or wrestling or in the classroom. And it's one of them kids that has been a real pleasure to coach. And is very talkative when he comes off the field on what's happening, they did a great job last night because it was Trevor and Brendan that took on that huge side, but their left side of that offensive line, and they battled that group all night long, and that was their dominant side. That's the way the ball was going, and like I say, the first six plays of that first series was a little hair-raising, but they made the adjustments and they understood what their roles were and what our goals were. And then after that, it seemed to get a lot better.
Well, a great job by the defensive line, and that made the defensive back coach happy because you guys are doing your job, and then those guys could do their job, and we got the defensive back coach sitting right next to you and wearing the same haircut this morning, Coach Darren Hill. Coach, really impressed. You got so much speed back there, and Hunter Weldon with a huge game last night, and of course Blake Bear with an interception as well. But the defensive backfield doing an outstanding job, and you guys are really going to be tested, and the work up front by the defensive line are so important to the success of the defensive backfield. And we talked about the dance that the offensive line and backs have to do. It's the same thing on the defensive side.
Yep, that's exactly right. As the running backs get most of the credit on the offensive side, the defensive backs get a lot of credit on the defensive side. But it all starts up front with our D-line and the pressure that they can put on the quarterback. And it's hard to complete a pass when you're throwing off your back foot or you're running for your life. And defensive backs, if that ball's in the air, that's ours. We're the receiver out there, and that's the mentality I want them to have. And so every ball that gets thrown in the air, they're going to get it. That's what they expect, and that's got to be our ball. So when everything's clicking, D-line's taking care of the front, and our linebackers are blitzing and doing what they do best, and it makes it a lot easier for the defensive backs to do some covering of the receivers.
Well, we can talk about the speed, but I also like the closing ability. The guys to know where they need to be. Hunter Weldon got that INT, and he was in the right place. Of course, his athleticism is going to give him a really good advantage. But then he had to rip that ball out of the receiver's hands, and the strength that he showed there, and the focus and concentration, and that was a tremendous play, showing off all the facets that it takes to be a great defensive back.
Well, and that's some things we talk about, too. We're not all blessed with Hunter's speed across the board on the back side, but it starts with the alignment. If they line up correctly, that gives them the chance to make a play or to break on a receiver, no matter which way he wants to go. So it all starts with the alignment side of it, and then once the play gets going, you align correctly. Then it's all a matter of how well do you want to get to the ball. What is your determination to get to where the ball is going to be?
Coach, I come away so impressed. You're getting the opportunity to come with you guys during camp and to spend some time with the coaching staff. And when the guys are coaching, particularly when they were doing the younger kids coaching, and they were teaching them the technique and the way that they're able to communicate what they know to the younger kids, told me how well they understood what they needed to know in terms of stance, in terms of the backpedaling and opening up. I just came away so impressed. Whether or not God gives us all the ability to perform with the speed and those things like you just talked about, we're given what we're given. But when they can go out and know what they need to do and to really understand that, man, they can really perform at their best. And I've been so impressed with the way you guys have been able to put that into the kids.
Well, we have individual time every day with all of our players, primary, secondary, and they do a great job in practice as well. Working with the younger kids, we get the opportunity to work with the freshmen during practice as well, and talking to the younger kids, that is probably one of the biggest satisfactions I have from the senior defensive backs is their ability to communicate, to make the younger players better. They're not afraid that somebody's going to take their position, whatever the case may be, but they really do a nice job with that. And there's times an individual, that's what we go through. Most of the time it's drills, but there's times where I'll knee them down and discuss why we do some of the things we do to try to get them to understand the game more so than just as a player, to see the big picture. And we've got some work to do, don't get me wrong, but we always will. I'm very, very pleased with the way they're playing so far.
Well, Coach, you're going to be challenged looking at what's ahead of you guys, and I know you'll look no further than Fairfield, a team that's able to put up points and an outstanding offensive team, and they're going to come in and want to play spoiler. But you guys are going to be challenged all year, the different types of offense. You see so many different forms of offenses. It really requires some tremendous discipline and coaching up.
Well, we know, obviously, Fairfield's going to have a bitter taste in their mouth from the last several years, and they've got some great athletes. They've got their quarterback back, and they've got a couple speedy receivers as well. So we know we're going to get tested, and again, it all starts with up front. We can give ourselves a heck of a good chance when we're taking care of business up front, and I know that Coach O and Coach Folkerts and Coach Beckwith and Coach Crawl, Coach Mick, all the defensive coaches will have our kids ready to go.
Coach, special teams, opening play of the second half, special teams can really set the tempo of a football game and recapture or claim momentum?
Well, you know, at halftime we had a conversation with them about the enthusiasm and the lack thereof, and we knew. And last year it was only 8-0 at half, and this year it was 7-0. So we knew we were in a dogfight, had to give Hunter crap after he got caught on the rundown, but he did have a nice 52-yard return. But again, that's set up with some blocks that we work on up front. So again, the kids that get a lot of the credit, they also have to understand that there are 10 other people on the field that are making them look as good as they can look. So, but yes, that was huge. 52-yard kickoff return in the second half, and he ended up getting caught. And so I asked him, I said, "Oh, well, I thought you were the second fastest man in the state, and I guess now you're the third fastest man in the state," and because he got caught. And he said, "Well, coach, he took a good angle." I said, "Well, that's a very good answer." So, but no, special teams played pretty well, really, last night. We did have two penalties. We've got to get those honed up. It's I don't want to say stressful. It is stressful. Making sure you've got the right 11 kids out there that are supposed to be out on the field and playing well, especially the first week of the season. You know, the kids focused on where they're supposed to be on teams, and we did not have any substitution issues with that, even though we had some kids cramping up and got some replacements in there. But we had a couple penalties. We got those fixed, and we got to continue to work on that. But overall, special teams played really, really well last night.
Coach, you lead into a comment, as my commentary will let us get off the air, is that from up above, and being a guy that loves the game and tries to look at the little details, and as a coach you try to look at the details, and to see the way that the coaching staff operates together and the continuity that in which you all work together, a little thing that may not be caught by most people, but on that last possession for Mount Air, and we fumbled the football, and the clock is running, and you know Mount Air is going to come out right away because it's a running clock, and they want to score because they play with great pride. Our defense was running onto the field. We had our personnel ready to go. They knew, and they were out there. And when you're playing reserves and substitutions and all these the chaos that can go in game number one to begin with, but to have the guys disciplined and have a coaching staff that has the organization to get the guys on the field and it looks seamless, that's impressive. That tells you that you have coaches that believe in coaches and as Coach Staten says, players that believe in coaches. It was impressive, the organization of the program as a whole.
Well, we've got a great leader, and I think everybody knows that. And it travels downhill. We talk about those things a lot. And if you drive by the practice field at 6:40, 6:45, and practice is over at 6:30, there's not very many nights when the coaches are not still there standing there talking about, practice, talking about life, talking about all kinds of things. We really do care about each other. It might not always look like we do. It might not always look like we're pretty calm on the sidelines, because we're not always. But, we just – get along really, really well, and we expect our players to buy in, and coach expects the coaches to buy in, and that's part of a successful program. When it starts at the top and works all the way to the bottom, and if everybody buys in and gets along and doesn't care who gets the credit, and it's a team, and coaches are part of that team, and it's very, very important. And when we do, like I say, coach is always giving us crap. I thought you guys loved each other because we're giving each other crap or whatever the case may be, but we really do care about each other. We really do love the sport. It's a great sport, and just thankful for the opportunity to be involved.
Well, Coach Folkers, before I go, I got to get one comment into you, you. This will be a little – off the beaten path here, but
easy.
I know you guys. Who's your barber? Because you guys are like seeing the same person. You guys look sharp, by the way, and tough.
I will never tell.
Now, but here's my comment before I give you a hard time, and I think this will make you proud as a dad. And is that I'm working at the sports camp for our youth sports camp at the church, and I'm going over.
So you're saying you're shaving your head?
I want to shave my head. But I wouldn't look as pretty as you guys do. But I'm out there working with the kids, and all of a sudden, this big burly set of arms comes around me and grabs a hold of me, and I knew it was nobody that was on my coaching staff or the kids at the camp. And I'm trying to figure out who in the world has got me by the bear hug, and turn around, and it's none other than Dalton Folkerts. and lit my face up pretty quickly. And he was there, and I asked him to share some moments. And you know, as a coach, you'll be proud of one of your players coming back and having the comments that he had to say. But as a dad, I thought you'd be really proud to know, you know, he stood there on the spot and told the kids why it was so important to believe in each other and to love each other and care about each other, and the details he went into it. It was just, you know, so impressed. And that's what I see from I got Brett Leshen helping with the junior high program. We got guys coming back and helping with the different programs. To see them come back and to say the same things, you know, it wasn't just in a moment that they caught this vision. It's something that now resonates in their lives.
Yeah, and that, you know, that starts with, you know, the head coach, you know, and 8 years ago when he got here, he changed a lot of people's lives and families' lives, and our family was one of those, you know, and that's where it all starts, and to see them kids come back and you know, like Dalton or Brett or whoever comes back, Gannon or Griffin Osing spend a couple of days at the practice field too, and it's fun to have them guys back, and they enjoy coming back, and that says a lot for the program when they enjoy coming back and visiting with the coaches and seeing the kids and you know, them kids that look at him, look at those guys that come back, and they looked up to them, you know, when they were juniors and seniors, and to have them come back means a lot to them that they still have the pride in the program and they still feel a brotherhood to the kids that are still playing. You know, that says a lot to the program and our head coach and you know, the community that stepped in. And you know, you hear so many times it don't take a family to raise a child, it takes a whole community. And you know, as much as I'd like to take credit for Alexis and Dalton, you know, I got a great wife that
yes,
pulled
do,
me out
coach.
Of the yes, pulled me
do.
Out of the depths of the cesspool and you know, and you got to give her a lot of credit and Coach Staten a lot of credit for building the program that he has and you know, pride's a big thing. That's a word that can be taken two different ways and you know, the pride that he's brought back into this program or brought to the program and the community I guess I don't know how to express my emotion on this because it's, you don't get that every day, you know, and we're a very blessed community to have what we have and you know, to have the radio program that we have, you know, that covers everything and the, you know, and step back to the moms that prepare all the food. Yeah. And the things that, you know, like last night coming home, it was so nice to have a sandwich and a bag of chips on the way home. Well, they have to spend their time putting that together and once again, it's not one person. It's a whole community. It's a village, and I love that.
I end all my texts to my coaches and all my tweets to my players and my parents with one statement: we are one, and when we are one, we can WON because of ONE.
Yep.
Hey guys, great first week. I look forward to seeing you next week. Fairfield coming to town. It's going to be a great contest. Fairfield, an outstanding program, and. They're going to give Albia a great fight, and it's going to be another great opportunity to let the iron sharpen iron. And a big win last night, 36-6, the final score for the Blue Demons over Mount Air. And kudos to the defense for playing some shutdown defense against a very good Mount Air football team. And lots of fun with that offensive line paving ways for some tremendous backs. Bryce Leshen, big night for him. And, of course, Carter Isley got his as well. We look forward to seeing you next Friday night from the corner of 34 and 5 via the beautiful Albia Square. You've been listening to The Coach's Corner.